look
what, like... what a great way to wrap up this. Oh God, I look horrible. Goodbye.
I look huge in this picture.
I'm taking a bathroom break.
Please take it off and let me push my shoulders back when you take a picture of me. Ew, I look so chubby. It's so... I almost like my I'm going to talk stern to you picture compared to the chubby one.
I don't think you even look chubby. Ah.
I think, look at my chubby arms and my chubby boobs and my chubby round face.
I don't see it as that at all.
I do. That's all I can see. I know if Katie, if that, she would totally agree with me. Except she would say, no, Emily, you're lovely. And then I'd go, look, I'm like, it's like I'm a pinup girl and I'm leaning in with my boobies.
See, that's what I got more than big.
Yikes. And next to Andrew, who's just like...
old man-ish.
The thin kid. You and Adam Erdman, dang. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're less skinny than Adam Erdman, because Adam Erdman's just freaking gangly. You love me for saying that.
He can hear you because you speak loudly enough anyway.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah.
Oops, I might be in trouble.
Nice. Oh, but... dangly or
gangly? Gangly. Oh. Jangly or dangly? Did no, just gangly.
A jaunty fellow.
Jaunty.
I feel like you need an eye patch for jaunty.
You have very wide shoulders.
Yes.
Quite wide.
Yes.
Yes.
This most bun is.
You're. I totally did that. Your arm bone.
Oh, no. No, you don't.
Yeah, that microphone weighs just enough that it brings it down.
Boom. Down to the ground it goes.
It's hefty because it has a USB port on it, too.
True. True.
And a headphone port. Adam could listen to just himself if he really wanted to.
He could, which he would.
To that. Monkeys are gangly. They I'm not.
No, that's more like jumpy.
That's jumpy.
You've never seen
gangly is
gangly.
More like skeletonish.
Yeah, Adam is skeletonish. Oh wait, no, he's not. He's just
I'm lean. I'm aerodynamic.
When you hug him, you feel bone. That's what I mean. Love you.
I'm never hugging you again.
When you hug me, you feel pudge. There, is that good?
But no. Do you enjoy my hugs?
I do enjoy your hugs.
Well then, shut your damn mouth when you're talking to me.
Wow, I got...
So, I'm supposed to never talk to you again then? Because if I shut my damn mouth when I'm talking to you, then I'm never talking to you.
No, you know what it is? It's...
I was actually leaning more towards the adults in Peanuts.
But that's not shutting your mouth. It's opening.
Still, words.
What? I don't know how that declaratively ended that. Declaratively ended that.
Declaratively?
Declaratively. Right?
That was very declarative of you.
A declaration of being over, declaratively. I feel like it could work. Yeah. Until someone tells me that I'm wrong, English major. You don't know. Ooh, this is exciting.
This isn't deciding. It just sounds weird. Declaratively.
I say yes.
I mean, I'll say it's a word. It's just the way that it was in your sentence didn't.
So that declaratively ends that, as in a declaration isn't. I mean, when you declare something, normally it's like, yeah, that's it.
I'm a 23 and 5/8 kind of guy. I know my hat size.
I know. As I try on Dan Whalen's wall of hats.
Oh, I have a.
No, go for it.
I have multiple shelves.
Do you?
I just got a new addition I'm really excited about for the summer. I got a straw boater.
Straw boater. Dan has a straw boater.
No, I don't have a straw boater.
You do.
I don't.
It's in your car.
That's not a boater.
That's his dad's, too.
that's a straw hat.
It's the one that wheels.
That's not a boater. That's almost like a straw fedora compared to the boater.
Yeah, the boater's the one with the flat top.
Is this a boater? This is a fedora.
It's a trilby.
A trilby.
I don't know why I brought up the trilby, but if it's pinched, it's a trilby. If it's a round, it's a fedora, or a what's it called? Oh, fedora. That's right. That's the right word. Just look,
really
go to the Wikipedia hat page, and you'll do yourself a favor.
I learned very interesting things with Andrew, especially his.
You should
love
be saying this
comedy.
Into the microphone, because
yeah.
this is interesting.
The hat podcast.
But
no,
this
but
is,
listeners
we're in
would
bonus
find
track territory. We're in bonus track territory now. So, yeah.
We talk about
no,
hats.
No, we couldn't hear a damn thing you were saying.
Barely.
I was trying to fill in when
damn,
I said
trilby.
Damn,
I'd have to like, jump the levels way up.
We just need like a...
No, that wouldn't even work. It doesn't go high enough.
Oh, well, damn.
He would have to be standing over on that side of the room so the condenser mic could pick him up. But.
Right.
So, wait, when that skateboard drove past... Like
you could kind of vaguely, it echoed throughout the room, so
yeah,
it picked up.
I think that's
it picked
what it
up
was.
On yep. Dan's condenser microphone.
Yes.
We need a boon mic up in here.
So, a hat with the pinch on the front is a trilby?
A trilby.
I forget the exact classification,
like, no.
But there's a difference as far as like brim sizes. And it goes back from when people, like, you couldn't go outside without a hat. Like, kind of the 20s aspect of it. But
cool.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yeah, so I'm in this play. Like, I got a straw boater.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm going to buy it. I've wanted it for a long time. I'm just like, and it came. It's nice. And I look regal when I wear it.
Regal.
Nice. Choke up on the mic a little bit more.
Yeah. Regal.
Bang.
No,
I
understand the hat obsession. I'm all about like the British hats or even the 1950s like adorable hats that had the
little veil.
The veils.
Yes.
I freaking love the veil hats.
I believe those are called cloches.
Jackie is Kennedy's.
Right? Or Jackie. Oh, yeah. Jackie.
I mean, just so stunning. I've purchased two on eBay.
I liked looking at the hats at the most recent British wedding because there was one that just looked like a giant nipple on top of one of the somebody's head. I forget who it was, but
awesome. Not see that.
Yeah.
Which royal wedding? Was it the royal
wedding?
The
most recent one. Yeah, the royal wedding.
Mm. I did not see the nipple hat. And I did. I mean, I got up at 5 a.m. to watch
You know
watch
what
this.
Else I saw?
Oh, I just
Or who
that.
Else I saw?
Who?
Boris Johnson. Every day I take a stack of hay and I put it on top of my head and that's my hair.
Who's Boris?
I'm Boris Johnson. He's a journalist. He looks funny. And,
oh, I
and
thought
when
that,
we,
that was the other guy that we always talk about.
When we were in...
I am...
Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed.
Hello, I'm Brian Blessed.
Well, I'm Hugh Hauser.
Bring
it back.
We were watching footage from the royal wedding at Brits one night downtown, and it was on mute, so all we could see were what the people looked like, and so that just became my voice for Boris Johnson. Hello, I'm Boris Johnson.
I put a stack of hay on my head.
You know, that's part of the reason I love watching the BBC World News in the morning. It's like I get off work and I'm like put on the news and it's like, here's what's going on today in Greenwich Mountain Time, BBC, BBC One. And it's like, yes.
I totally need to know what's going on in Greenwich One.
Yes. Yes. We all do.
Oh, man.
I think we should play a couple rounds of Build a Title.
Yes.
Awesome.
Let's do
just
it.
Just to spice it up.
Come on. Why not?
Because I really wanted to start with Back to the Future.
Oh, I like that one. Mm.
So you have to come up with something, that Emily, that starts with Future, ends with Back.
Back to the Futurama.
Ooh, nice.
I thought you'd like that.
I do.
Back to the Future Ramandromeda Strain.
Wow.
Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back to the Future
I don't know if that's a good one, but
Futurama Dramada. It's really hard to say.
Futurama Andromeda
Strain.
Futurama Ramadan strain.
Because I feel like I'm saying Ramadan, and I keep going that way.
It's that double A.
Ramada.
Rama versus and it's a different A sound.
That's
where the confusion comes in.
But it's almost the same A in a way.
Futurama Ramadan strain.
Yeah,
like close Ramen enough. Ramadan
strain.
That's it.
Close enough.
Yeah, because you took the one that I was thinking of as my my escape. So, yeah.
Ooh.
Wait, wasn't it? You sure?
No, I he said, did the Empire.
I said
Strikes
Star
back.
Wars. Oh, Star Wars. No. The Empire Strikes
Got
Back.
It. Got it.
To the future, Ramadan strain.
I don't know if this is a song or if it's a movie.
Go for it.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back to the Future, Ramadan strain, misbehaving.
Ain't misbehaving. Yeah, I think that's a movie. I know it's a song for sure.
I don't know.
I will look it up on punishment of being kicked out since...
Thanks.
Leave your own studio.
If only I had IMDb open at the time. A-I-N-T.
So, did you see the trailer for David 8? Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like a recently released trailer. And I can't tell if they're going off of the artificial intelligence movie or because like the clone in that movie was named David and now it's like there's another one. No, it's about these clones that have emotions and stuff and can cry and do all this stuff. The trailer was really interesting. So,
Well, Ain't Misbehavin', the musical, was made into a movie.
Yes, yes,
in 1982. So now, it is. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back to the Future, Ramadan strain, misbehaving.
Strained.
I knew I couldn't come up with something that's strain. This is like Ain. Ain't.
All right. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back to the Future, Rama and Dramada straining beefs behave into the woods.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're in a lot of the show's gone movie style.
Into the woods.
Start to the woods.
I am so proud of me for pulling that out.
That's good. Ain't misbehave into the woods.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, if only I could think of something that's... Starts with
he's thinking.
Starts with woods. Yeah, well, you don't need to hear my thinking.
Woods.
Yeah.
You don't need to hear my thinking rambles.
But it's just it's so you're not leaning
back
and forth.
Kids at home want to hear your thinking rambles.
Oh, okay.
It's true.
Sorry, kids. Woods. Woods.
James Woods.
Odds. No.
That's what I would go for. James.
Into the woods. Something's got to give.
That's a stretch and a half.
Yeah. I'm putting it out there. To the woods. Something.
Oh no! No shit.
Is that acceptable?
Is what
I think it's acceptable.
Say it again.
So Star Wars back to no wait.
I'm Star Wars
back to the future. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back to the Future. Rama Andromeda strain misbehaving to the woods. Something's got to give.
No.
Yeah.
No. You got to get the last syllable, right. Not the last letter.
Wait.
Woods.
Z.
Z.
Mm. How about...
Or Uds.
Oh, no. No, I have to pass. I'm not going to think of a movie that started with Woods.
You're going to bow out respectfully?
Yes.
Okay. Bright Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back to the Futurama Andromeda Strained Misbehaving to the Woods.
Bright Star, that movie had gorgeous costumes.
It was a fantastic movie.
I don't
the cinematography on that film.
Bright
it was,
Star, do I not?
No, it was about the poet.
British poet John Keats.
John Keats.
Oh, yeah, I never saw that one.
I did. It was depressingly sad film.
Very good period piece, though.
Very good period piece, yes.
Oh, you're pulling on your headphones, which pulls on your mic stand, so it's doing this weird rhythmic, like, ta-tong, 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 ta-tong. Okay, so...
Ouch.
Bright Star...
No, you can still be friends with your mic.
Oh. We went through a rough breakup.
It was so hard.
I can share a story while you're thinking.
Because the only thing I can think of isn't complete, unless there is a movie called The Woodsman. Which I'm going to put that as my answer, even though I know it's like Snow White and the Woodsman, or whatever that fucking new movie is.
It is.
I'm not
White
excited
and
about
the Huntsman.
It. It's Huntsman. Okay, well, let's see. Woods. Kevin Bacon, 2004.
Really?
Woodsman.
Okay.
Woodsman.
Awesome. 2004.
2004. Kevin Bacon.
Woodsman. Men or man?
Man.
Woodsman.
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 Hear it.
Because, cause
oh, thank you.
Huntsman
thank you.
Would be
okay,
weird.
Here we go.
Woodsman.
Bright Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back to the Futurama drama de misbehaving to the Woodsman on the Moon.
Ooh.
Or no, Man in the Moon.
Man.
Oh, it's on. I think it's on the moon.
No. Well, which
it's with Reese Witherspoon. Man in the Moon. It's Man in the Moon.
Hmm. Yeah, there were two different ones.
Cool. Nice. Okay. Bright Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back to the Futurama Andromeda Strained Misbehaving to the Woodsman on Man in the Moon. Or on the moon. Which mm-hmm. which do you want?
In the moon.
In
Man in the Moonraker.
Ooh.
Raker. What's
the
a
Raker.
Raker.
Oh my god, I can think of it. It's
I've got one.
Rumor has it.
Hooray!
Got
one.
I know what it is, but I can't think of what the rest of it is. Because there was a movie that was surrounding Kermit the Frog, and his name was in the title, but I can't think of what it is.
I gotta buy this movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Same film, can't think of the title.
Don't think about people. Think about titles.
No, I was thinking
it's
he's
Kermit
in
the
title.
Kermit
the
Frog's title is name is in the title.
Kermit.
Kermit the Frog and the Rainbow Connection.
Oh.
No. That's not a thing.
Boom boom ba-dum, boom.
God, what is it? I'm going to bow out. I can't think of anything.
Okay. Can we do this title again? Like, somebody can say it so I could just...
Bright Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back to the Futurama Andromeda Strained Misbehaving to the Woodsman in the Moonraker.
So it's Bright and Raker.
ends in bright, starts with Moonraker.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, I have to know what this is now.
Moonraker. That's wrong.
I can't think of anything.
I can.
Raker.
Why couldn't you have done Moon River? That just would have been so lovely.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking of Goldfinger when I went Moonraker. But no.
Okay, now I know
that might be my favorite Bond film.
But Moon River is higher.
Kerr.
Moon River. Wider than a mile.
Stop.
Oh, that's good.
Kerr.
It just kind of transitioned into Louis Armstrong.
Oh, it's right there.
Please just yield to me so I can say it. Please. I want to say it.
Ah, yes. Moon. Okay, no, Moon.
Moon River.
Okay.
Wider bright than a mile.
Bright. Star Wars back. Star Wars. Empire Strikes Back to the Future. Rum Andromeda Strait misbehaving to the woodsmen. Man in the Moon Raker. Moon Curse of the Titans.
Moonrake Curse of the Titans.
I'll allow it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If curse, or you could have gone Curse of the Black Pearl, but that's preceded by Pirates.
That's
of
a subhead. Yeah. Like a sub.
Please say it's a movie. Curse of the Titans.
Curse of the Titans?
I'm sure there's a movie that starts with Curse. I don't know if there's one.
I don't think...
It's not Curse of the Titans. It's
Blessing of the Titans. Oh,
Clash
no.
of the Titans.
So Emily is out, so I'm going to say my thing. So all together, we have...
Oh, that would have been a good one, though.
Bright, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back to the Future, Rum Andromeda, Strait Misbehaving to the Woodsman... In the Moonraker, Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh.
Yeah.
Moonraker.
Crazy. Crazy.
Moonraker.
Yep.
Moonraker. No, that's...
Moonraker. Crazy.
That's a stretch. No, that's crazy. A stretch.
That's a stretch.
At best, that's a
Moonraker
stretch.
Crazy. No. Moonraker Crazy.
Nope.
No.
Moonraker Crazy.
You tried. No.
No. Cursed okay. could
but,
have
but
worked.
You had the last one that was functional, so
Woo.
You'd have gotten it anyway. But do we want to just do one more and then...
That one actually went for a really long time. I'm surprised.
No, there were longer ones.
Okay, that's the longest one that I've been a part of.
Okay, that's probably true.
But Adam, since you got the point, why don't you start it off and it'll go the other direction.
Yes. And I will say...
Are there always this much sirens around here?
Yeah.
Wow. You know I'm from the burbs because it's like, what is going on?
Oh,
where
no.
are you from, Andrew?
Jan Assen.
Oh, well, I'm from Shakopee. I mean, I still hear it. I mean, I just...
Shakopee has more than Chan.
Shakopee.
Mm-hmm. Chan Assen is huge.
Yeah, but I know mostly where I know the relative location of his. He lives over by Miana.
I live in a valley, in Silent Valley.
You live over by Ithilien.
Sudden Valley.
Sudden Valley. I just watched that episode the other day.
I was thinking of Hidden Valley Ranch.
You would think of ranch.
Since I can't eat it.
What?
Lactose intolerant.
Oh, okay.
It's true.
Gotcha.
It's very tragic.
Tragic as the name that you're going to come with up with to start this game.
I'm going to say.
Oh man.
Have you ever tried this game with actor names? No, that wouldn't work.
Well, there's the initial game.
Sometimes it would work.
That'd be horrible.
Be like Adam Scott, Aukerman. Like I don't know. Like,
I'm going to say Amadeus. No, I'm not.
my instant cue.
Great movie.
Oh, I was thinking of one in particular.
Just that laugh.
One in particular? Is that a title?
No, that's not what I was going to say. Sorry.
There's a ghost.
I wanted to say one in particular, but I can't remember what it was. So instead, I'm going to say What Dreams May Come.
Oh, ooh. And weird.
Yeah. Robin Williams was in it, so I remembered it from earlier.
My turn?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
we're going
to you.
What Dreams May Come.
Ooh. That.
I'm sure there's a romantic comedy that starts with, like, come over to my place or something.
No, there isn't. Come on to my house.
Is that the theme song?
No. It could be. I'm gonna give you candy.
I'll give you I'll give you a commission if I pitch it and it goes well, but I can't. Is Come Over a movie? I hate to start out so bad, but I just can't. I'm not thinking of any movies that start with come.
I can't bow, either I'll now that out. I think about it.
I gotta bow out.
Come.
For the sake of this.
What is the name of the first one?
What Dreams May Come.
Dreams May Come.
So it's something and.
Say What Dreams May Come. I think Say What is a movie with several African American characters. Say What? Question mark.
Say What? Say what? Say what?
Okay, that's a TV show.
Say
it's
what?
Okay if it's a TV show.
I know. It's just that not okay. That one's not anything near what you're talking about. So you stereotyped it. It is an answer, but no black people were a part of any Say What production.
That's racist.
I can see the cover in my mind. It's got one of the Wayans brothers on it with a big squirt gun.
You're thinking of Don't Be a Menace, I think.
Yeah, you're thinking of Don't Be a Menace.
Oh, well, oh, still Say yes. What, TV show.
Oh. That should have been a good one
Academy
to start.
Award winner.
Academy Award winning racism.
Sorry.
Is that
no,
an award?
I'm just trying to buy time. I'm trying to think of something that ends in say. Oh, duh. Say What Dreams May Coming to America.
Oh.
You put the ING on it, that's why.
Say
can
what?
Can you do that?
Coming to, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
I like that.
Totally. That's brilliant.
Nice job.
Say What Dreams May Coming to American Gangster.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You bowed out. So, Emily, what you got?
Gangster. Stir.
I've got one.
Oh, yeah. I remember where this went before.
What is the start first one? Say what? Say what dreams may come into America.
American gangster.
American gangster crazy.
Ooh.
Gangster crazy?
Gangster crazy.
Oh, stir crazy.
Gangster crazy.
Gangster crazy.
Gangster crazy.
Gangster crazy, yo. Say what?
Okay, now we're stereotyping.
Say what?
We're just playing off your original thought.
Say what?
I didn't say that they were... I didn't say anything. They could be...
No, no, you specified.
Yeah. Yep.
Say what?
Just try to back out.
We have it on tape.
I'm sorry, everyone out there. No meaning to offend anyone. I'm terribly sorry.
I am trying to piss
you
off everybody.
Totally meant it.
So
I
it's,
am a nice person.
Say what dreams may come coming to American gangster crazy beautiful.
Crazy beautiful man, Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, huh. There's even a slash
that's
in there
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I thought that was the one with the slash.
Yeah.
Say anything. Say oh no, not say
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, everyone keeps saying say anything.
Say what? Say what? Dreams may Coming to American Gangster, Crazy Beautiful Mind.
Ooh.
Beautiful Mind.
A Beautiful Mind, yeah.
No, isn't it A Beautiful Mind?
It is A Beautiful Mind, but you drop the U's and the Z's. No U's, no Z's.
Beautiful Mind. Mind. Mind.
If you say it slowly, it sounds like mine. Only when she does it, though.
I know mine.
I have a backup, but what's the beginning? It's say.
Say, yeah.
What ends in say?
Yeah. Oh, so they say.
Is that
I think
your
you're
official
just
answer?
Saying things.
I am.
Yeah, but
I am.
She can offer it up so as her they, official answer, and it'll kill her if it's...
So they say what? So they say what? Dreams may come into American gangster crazy beautiful mind.
Dan, is it a movie?
No.
Oh, good.
So they say.
I'm so happy to be done with this. It's too hard.
Yay! Okay, I will say. Say what dreams make coming to American gangster crazy beautiful mind games.
I wish. I wish that S wasn't there.
I know. That's just the kicker right there.
Game of Thrones!
Well, yeah. Games of Thrones.
Not quite. No.
It makes it easier because there are multiple thrones, so people have to kill each other over the same one.
I started watching the HBO series, and like, from what I've seen, it's pretty much like a movie adaptation of Skyrim. From what I can tell, I'm probably
dude,
off, but
there are so many good mods for the PC version of Skyrim that are Game of Thrones related.
Really?
I could make a bonus track just about that.
Hey, how about
reviewing mods for Skyrim?
Oh, that are only Game of Thrones related.
I would probably listen to that in all honesty.
But yeah, I would talk about it.
What you got? What you got?
So
bring it on.
Where are we? I'm sorry, I went to Skyrim for a little bit there. Games. Star games. Star games.
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 Oh, that might have killed it.
Yay! I hate this game.
Why?
Games. I'm so bad at it.
You lasted longer than me.
True
I'm
story,
terrible.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm terrible at this game.
That just
I
want to like
play
an AJ
Celebrity
voice.
Snacks again.
Oh, man.
Celebrity Snacks. So I have say to work with or games still,
yes.
Right?
Hard.
There's got to be something that ends with say.
Oh, I got one.
I keep thinking of Doomsday, but that's not quite
Game. Say anything.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work because there's the D in there instead of the S.
Do YouTube videos count?
No.
Okay.
No.
Worth a shot.
Yes, no. Not at all. No.
Because then it could be like stuff that white people say, and they could be like, "Yeah, hey, that's me."
Well, so they say. I'm gonna yield this one to Dan.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I didn't have anything to jump off of immediately from Mind Games. Stop.
Yep, there you go.
That's the closest thing I could think of was the store.
Well, I won the first round, so I'm content with that victory.
I'm done with the...
After being shut out of the first elimination game of Oh.
Movie.
Bluff.
Movie bluff.
Yeah. Now this bonus track has to be released after the episode.
Well, of course it does. It always does. You know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Just to eliminate any possibility.
To confirm.
Of confusion. But, yeah. Oops. Anywho.
Yeah.
That was
call,
cool.
Call it an evening.
If you want a little bonus, I can rattle off the mods that I'm using for Game of Thrones Skyrim.
Can you do it in under 30 seconds?
Post it on the website.
Yes. No, I can do it in like less than 15 seconds.
You could put it on Twitter.
No, these are all Game of Thrones related, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, it doesn't help. I haven't read the book or seen the movies.
But it's enough.
Not TV shows.
So there is a mod called Winter is Coming Cloaks, where it basically adds a bunch of really kick-ass fur cloaks to the game. And then there's one that is the shields that have the crests of all of the family names.
Mm.
So you can... So I made a character named Arianna Stark, who has the Stark crest on her shield, and she's got a sweet fur cloak, and yeah, she's pretty badass.
Nice.
And there's another mod where you can use Needle, which is Arya's sword.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can use Longclaw, which is Jon Snow's sword, and Ice, which is Ned Stark's sword that you see right away in the first episode. You can also use that one. That one is huge and totally badass.
I think I've seen that sword.
Yeah. You have, because it's in the first episode.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't even know. See, someone brought it into work, so I don't even know what season I'm on. I'm just like, oh, there's that midget, and he's hitting that boy. Oh, wow. Cool.
I think that was in the first episode.
I don't know if it is.
Yeah, but
I like that dwarf guy though. He's cool.
Oh yeah, Tyrion
Lannister.
Mm.
He's fantastic.
I think he
might be my favorite part of Game of Thrones. Because of all the clever things he does.
He's definitely my favorite.
And
is it Peter Dinklage?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Dinklage? From Elf and stuff.
Yeah, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I like about him is that he makes a point not to do roles that are stereotypical for little people.
Yeah. And this one especially is like...
Yeah.
That's a legitimate thing.
Yeah.
Because he is a...
Not just a munchkin or
Christmas elf. Yeah, even like brings up like, yeah, they would have killed me if I wasn't related to the royal family.
Oh, I have like something kind of before we cut out. I wanted to promo something in the bonus track that I'm going to put up on the big screen in a second as I pull it up, but I was going to say that one of my friends from college has put up a video that is available on funnierdie.com, and it is the Avengers on a budget.
Nice.
They've done a number of adaptations of movies claiming they're on a budget, so they just take the trailer that's available and just make it where like things are obviously like really cheaply made and things like that. So
okay,
they're called Table 8 Productions.
Emily is taking pictures of pictures.
I am.
What a loser!
Post it on my Facebook.
Sure,
but let's see. Okay, here we go. Let me pop this up on the big screen. Da da da.
People can just watch it.
Mission, sir. I'm trying to get me back into the world.
China, motherfucker, save it!
Dr. Banner, we're here to take you in.
What if I say no?
Just get over Norton.
What are you asking me to?
It's a motherfucking call, the motherfucking Avengers Initiative.
Motherfucker.
I thought I didn't qualify. Apparently I'm, what is it, volatile, self-obsessed, and don't play well with others.
It's in a different room and you can't see it. We're not a team. We're a time bomb.
Nice.
What?
John.
John.
Sorry. Nice.
Guys, I'm bringing the party to you.
I like it.
Yeah, go to Table 8 online to definitely check out Adventures on a Budget. I know they've also done Captain America on a Budget. They just do, you know, goofy other little short 2-minute segments as well. So, table8online.com. Check it out.
Nice.
But I think that's a good place to put a cap in it.
Yep. Getting late, getting cold.
I just wanted to show it off before because, I mean, they're at like 100,000 views on funnierdie.com specifically. So
no, not that. Just put a cap in it. And I just thought, let's put a cap in your ass.
Say what?